council standing tonight towards the end of a successful, beautiful Zman. The average night that you walked into Beis Medrash here with a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And somebody walked in and told me, you know, you walk in Beis Medrash here, you feel like you walked into Yeshiva. The Kol Torah was not Chayek, what was going on here. It was Mamash, the Amelus of Torah, the Kol Torah, everything was unbelievable. It was tremendous plus. We talk of hope that Shko Vaiter, Siyata Deshmaya, to have Vaiter, Siyata Deshmaya, more people coming. Like I told somebody over here, the doors are never closed. We're never full. You know of a friend, you know of a family member who's looking for a place to learn. Could be there's no parking in the street, but in Beis Medrash there can always be room over here. It's a tremendous kavod that we have tonight, the stus of the Rosh Hashiva, our Bezdin, of the Shiva Arkateira, in Yerushalayim, the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita, took time from his very busy schedule here in America to come and be Mahana with the Rebbe.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here tonight and to address such a choshev ha'olam. I am moved, I'm impressed whenever I see full house, packed house. Obviously there's not enough seating, people standing next to the door. It's a big schus. It's always a schus to be Marvitz Teure. And especially in times in which we need special attention, special reflection, as we do approaching Tisha B'Av. This is the last phase, the last stage of the 3 weeks. Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And we really need His Voininess and Machshava. What is our duty in these days? So the Navi says in Zechariah Perek Ches, Tzoyim Arabi, Tzoyim HaChemishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, V'Tzoyim HaAsiri. Yeh lebeis Yehuda lesosoin ulesimcho ulemoyadim toivim. Bo emes v'hasholoim v'ahed. And many ask, what does the Reisha have to do with the Sefer of this Pasuk? The Reisha, the beginning of the Pasuk, is an expression of hope, a tefillah, obviously a promise that these tragic days of mourning, of sorrow, will ultimately be transformed to days of joy and happiness. So the Navi says, you will ask when. I cannot say when, but I can say how. And you are the ones to determine when. When, the emes v'hashoim ahed. That is when we will be zok. For these days are not only about mourning, not only about sadness. That is not enough. The Rambam writes in Perek Hei Melechus Tanya Yisalocha Alav Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mes'anim Behem Mepnei Hatzoroi She'iru La'avoyseinu La'oireir Ha'lavovois Ve'leftoyach B'darkei Hatshuim. It is not only about the past. These days are not days of remembrance. As the Ramchal teaches us in Derech Hashem, and we find the same in Kedushas Leil. Regarding Yomim Toivim Shel Yisroel, Chagim V'Moyadim, And regarding Yemei Aveles as well, Klal Yisrael doesn't have days which are dedicated to nostalgia or to mourning the past. It is not about distant memories. It is about the present. Because for us, the past is never past, and the past is always present. So the Ramchal and the Kedushas Levi both say, when we are Zoyche Tziyum and Toivim Tzimoyadim, all the Shefa Eluki that lit up the world thousands of years ago, where everything is Choyza Vanel, La'ela Hamis Amtzim La'asido, for those that make an effort to connect and to be Zoyche to those Choyzes. And the same B'dalet Zoyz. It's not only about the past. It is about the present. It is not only about the Chorban that transpired 2,000 years ago. It is about our Chorban. Because Chazal teach us, Kol Dor Shalanivne Beis Amigdosh B'yomov. Everybody's familiar with the Mama Chazal. What do Chazal say? Kol Dor Shalanivne Beis Amigdosh B'yomov. Kilu Chorav B'yomov. No, Chazal don't say that. That is nowhere in the Bible. What Chazal say is far harsher, far more difficult to hear. That is not a Mama Chazal, even though that is what people say. Yerushalmi in Yom Hei, Chazal say, Kol Dor Shalo Nivne Beis Amigdosh B'Yomav Malen Olov Keilu Hu Echribo. When we say Keilu Chorav B'Yomav, it is like telling a story. It transpired in our time. It happened in our time. No, it didn't happen. It didn't transpire. You bear responsibility. You did it. The Yerushalmi says, Malan Olav Keilu Hu Hechrivo. Because if we don't have a Beis Hamikdash today, it is because we don't deserve a Beis Hamikdash. If we would deserve a Beis Hamikdash, we would have one. By Bosa Vedam, by people, it is far easier to maintain a building than to rebuild it after it implodes, after it comes crashing down. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same. Nothing is hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would be fitting to have a Beis Hamikdash, we would have one. Rashi in Tosfos three times in Shas, Rosh Hashanah and Beis, Sukkah, Memalach Tosfos, Yishuvos, Tezvot. Rashi and Tosfos both have the opinion that the Bayis HaShlishi will not be erected, will not be built by people. Banui v'meshukla yered eish min hashumayim. In the moment we will be fitting for a Beis Hamikdash, we'll have one. And if we don't have one, it is because we don't deserve one. And if we don't deserve one, that means if we would have a Hamikdash today in the morning, it would be destroyed tonight. Because we don't have one. That means we aren't fitting to have one. So in Tesh above, everyone has to try to imagine as if he sees Keneged Einov. The Beis Hamikdash is reduced to ashes, as if we see the Perchek Eilis scrambling to get up on the roof and throwing those keys of the Lishkas and Beis Hamikdash klapei mala, and we see Kemin Yad descending from the heavens to collect those Mofdeichos. We bear responsibility. It is not about the past, it's about the present. And therefore the Rambam writes that we fast kedei la'orer ha'lavavois v'leftoyach b'darkei ha'tshuv. About what? What do we have to deal with? L'choyre goes without saying. Those same aveiros, those same inyonim that brought about the Churban of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, they have to be dealt with. When we will rectify those same avails, when we will do tshuva and will be better, then we will be zochet to binyan habayis. So what brought about Churban Bayis Rishon? Berishoino uvishnio. Twice in Shas, Korban Mitzvah, Pei Dala, the Adorn, Pei Alef, Chazan teach us regarding Korban Ba'ezush. On the move of the Ha'oretz, Chazal, Farash, Dibre, Al-Novi. Dov is Eli Shalach HaKomim Le'Nevi'im, in accordance to the Bach, L'Malach HaYashores, V'Loi Pir Shuvo. They were at lost. They couldn't understand. On the move of the Ha'oretz, until HaKodesh Baruch Hu himself said, Al Azba Mes Toirosi Shaloi Berku Betoiro Tchila. And the Ran explains it wasn't the fact that they didn't say Berchas HaToira, that's what people misses to say. Many times in Shas, Yume Pevav, in other sources in Shas, Chazal say Mitzvah Sasei, Bittel Mitzvah Sasei, Einu Izaz Mishra Matshanim Chalo. Lo Yhoisu HaToira Chashuvah Be'einehem, Velo Asku Bo'Lishma. There was a lack of Simchas HaTorah, Shashua HaTorah, Gishma. There was a lack of love and passion for Talmud Torah. And that was for my minds. But the Gedolei HaDorah still have difficulty understanding Ma'amar Chazan. Is that the reason that we lost the Bayis HaRishon? In Yom HaDavtes Chazal say, Gimel Averis Chamuris Shevet Torah. Avoid the Zosh Vichas Domim in Gili Arayas. Was the problem Shel Abohu Betoyret Chilo? So let me share with you my pshat and my feeling. Degel Machne Ephraim. I wonder whether many people know who the Degel Machne Ephraim was. I don't see many Hasidim out here. Maybe I'm the only one. So who was the Degel Machne Ephraim? One of the great Talmidim and an Einikel of the Baal Shem Tov. And a Parshas Besharat, the Degel Machne Ephraim writes, Shumati Memoiri Zikaini. When Chazal say, Shaloi Barchu B'Toyro Tchilo, the Kavona is, they did not say, V'harev. V'zepele. That's what the Degel writes. It's a pele. And it truly is a pele. V'harevna. The Gemara Brochus Yudalev says, Ma'ura Sheba Brochus, the most important of Berchus HaTorah is Asher Bochar Bo. Second on the list probably is Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvah, so that's Berchus HaMitzvah. V'Harevno is merely a Brochus Mucha L'Chavetu. It is the lesser of the three Brochus. So why did the Baal Shem Tov say that what caused Korban Beis Hamikdash, they didn't say V'Harevno? Libi Yoimeli. So how do we reconcile this Gevaldige Stira? Yom Edav Tes, the Gemara says, Avoy the Zorosh, because Lufam Gire Arayis. Yimra Veres Tamur, Shebetoyle, Yerev Valyavar. So how does the Gemara say, Adorn Peyalav, Shilay Baruch Hu Betoyle Tchil? Libi Yoimeli. Everybody knew why the Mishmigdash was destroyed. It was obvious. Oiv de Avoy the Zorosh, Shoyv Chedomim. Gili Arroyos, Einam Boim B'machteres. We knew them. We identified them. They were out there. The terrible question was, how did it happen? How is it possible? Ayidah Shiloh Tzayah. How is it possible? Jews, She'amdu Ragleyam Al Har Sinai, Oiv De'avoy Dezora, Zera Avrom Yitzchak B'Yankoy, Zera Kodesh. How did this tragedy befall us? How did we sink so low? That was the question. There was a lack of passion and love for Torah, and that is the only thing that could keep us going. And when that is lacking, no one is safe. And nothing is safe. So in our generation, we are losing kids. Too many kids. One kid is too many. But we're losing children in frightening numbers in America, and that's a sore in every global in the world. I'm not smarter than others. I don't know why, but I do know. That our children grow up at a home and they see their father learning Torah. And they see his joy in learning Torah, and his simchas of Torah, and his passion for Torah. And they see the father learning at home, and when he finishes his chavrusa, they see the smile on his face, and his simcha, and how much he is cherished and fulfilled by Talmud Torah. There's a fair chance that they will also want to partake in that simcha. If that is lacking, how would we expect them to follow in our footsteps? So the Baal Shem Tov said, Al Moab de Oretz Alas v'misterosi v'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu is divrei teros v'pino. That is what was lacking. Simchas haTorah, shashua shel Torah. And therefore, they lost children. And ultimately, Bekerem Hashem Tzavokos, we had the Zohar Shoyf Begum and Megale Eroyes, and that is what brought about Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So when we say V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu was Divrei Toros Ubefino, then we add on V'nihya Anachnu V'tzetzuenu V'tzetzoi Tzetzuenu Kulonu Yodi Shemecho V'nihya Tzetzuenu V'shmot. It is very uncommon that we have two distinct bakoshes in the same brother. So I say, they're not two different bakoshes, the two sides of the same coin. It is only if V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu was Divrei Toros Ubefino that we have a chance. So Simchas HaTorah and Shashua Shel Torah, they are the key, not only to Godless HaTorah, not only to Atzlocha HaTorah, but also to Nachas from our children. And when that was lacking, Alos V'Mestiros, Al Zeh of the Ba'orot, and that ultimately brought about Korban Beis Hamikdash. That is number one. What it brought about Churban by a shame. So that same Gemara, Bavli Yomedav Tes, Yerushalmi Yomedavov. Because I'll say, by a shame, they were Lamdoni, they were Medavtik B'mitzvahs. So why was the base of Migdash destroyed? Bavon Sinas. That brought about the destruction of the Churban of Bayis Shem. So one of the great Gedolim many years ago said, if the Bayis Hashem was destroyed for Sinas Chinam, it would be rebuilt by a harvesting. But I don't know what a harvesting means. Aham was never Chinam. You have to l'reachu k'moichu zeh klal gorel b'tzoyer. Omer Rabbi Kiva pe'edes Yerushalmi Nidorim HaNesifu. You have to l'reachu k'moichu zeh klal gorel b'tzoyer. And Sinas Chinam brought about the Churban of Bayis Shem. What is v'you have to l'reachu k'moichu? So, let me tell you achsid shemayis. Just told you Chassidus Shavuot. So Chassidim tell the story about Rav Moshe Leib Nisasa, who was a great Talmud of the Noyamim. And he said, the essence of Ahavas Reim, I learned from a Gentile, from a God. I was once walking on the street and I overheard a conversation between two people, non-Jews. And Mr. A asks Mr. B, do you love me? Mr. B is taken aback. And he says, aren't you ashamed to ask? We're the best of friends for 20 years. Of course I love you. So Mr. A asks Mr. B, then do you know what hurts me? Mr. B responds, how do you expect me to know? Did you tell? Parmish, Mr. A asks, did you ask? Did you inquire? Do you really want to know? How do your dear say you love me if you don't know what hurts me? It is then that I learn. What do you have to l'reachu k'moichu means? How dare you say you love me if you don't know what hurts me? But you didn't tell me. Did you ask? invested in knowing. That is the essence of Ahavasli. So how come such a great tzaddik learned from a non-Jew? Well, that is one of the basic teachings of the Darshan. Nothing is incidental. Everything we hear, everything we see, every experience that we experience, everything comes to teach us. And we have to learn from everything we experience. I personally am not such a big chassid. I'm a chassid definitely, as you see. But I don't feel entirely comfortable learning Yisrael HaSadas from conversation of Dubai. So I think the same Yisrael we can learn from a Toysus and Menuchos Daf Lamed Zayin and a Yerushalmi and a Dorm Daf Lamed. So what do we have in Menuchos Lamed Zayin? Toysus brings Isav B'Medrash. I don't know where the Medrash is, but I trust Toysus. Isav B'Medrash. Ashmedai and Shloima HaMelech had some dealings in Masechtas Gittin, as you all know. So Tosis brings Shteitin Medrash, Ashmedai Hoitzi Mitachas Lepnei Hayam, a person that had two heads, some genetical mutation. And he married a woman that had one head, and they had two children. One of the children had two heads like his father, the other had one head like his mother. And then the father passed away, and Ashmedai brings a din Torah for Shloim HaMelech. The two-headed child argues, I am two, and I deserve two-thirds of the earth. His one-headed brother says, we are two brothers, and we split 50% for each of us. Tosis doesn't bring what was the psak of Shloim HaMelech. But the Shittim HaKabetz is on the spot kills it. So the Shittim HaKabetz said, what did Shloim HaMelech do b'chokhmosay? He wrapped one head in muhim. He wrapped the head. He saw nothing. Then he took a kumkum shel roitchen, boiling water, and he poured it on the other head. Both heads started to scream out of pain. Shloim HaMelech said, that is one. If we inflict pain on one head and the other screams, then they are one and not two. And the Yerushalmi teaches us in Adorn, Daf Lamed, Perek Tes of Nedorm. Moshe Lamad Ovedoyim Aviyahavtu L'Reachu K'moy. Person holds a nail in his left hand and a hammer in his right. And he hammers away. And he hurts his thumb. So the Yerushalmi asks, will he now take the hammer in his left hand and hurt his right hand, so it should be early. Your left hand is wounded, now you're going to wound your right hand as well. That is via haftar reyachu kumaychu, we are one, kulonu b'nei ish echod nah. We are one, we are all brothers. We are family, we are one. So what is the mivchan of oneness? What makes us one? When you inflict pain on one head and the other screams, that makes sense. So that is the essence of the Ohavtu L'Reachu. Or how dare you say you love me? You don't even know what it is. We must feel each other's pain and try to be helped. So the Medrash says in Echo, and the same is in Ador in Mitzalayim that Tzadik Zayin can do. And the Medrash is mefarsh posuk in Echo. Masa b'shchento yishara ban gamliel shohoisu boicho b'leilos. Vohoyu rabban gamliel shomea kul bichyo v'boicho imo. Ad shenosh ru yisayel. Rabban gamliel had a neighbor, a lady that used to cry bitterly by night because her child passed away. Rabban Gamliel from the other side of the wall hears her crying, and he cries along till his eyelashes fell out. Adori dersiv bochoytif kevalaylo v'dimosa halim. What does it have to do with Torah based on Yiddish? Personal tragedy that could strike anyone, anywhere, anytime. What does it have to do with Torah based on Yiddish? What does it have to do with Megillas Eicha? It has to do. Because Beis HaMikdash is not only Tmidin U'Musafi. Beis HaMikdash is Ashoras HaShchina. And Ashoras HaShchina equals Ha'oras Ponim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ha'oras Ponim is Midas HaRachamim. And Midas HaRachamim is a utopian life of bliss and happiness. That is Midas HaRachamim. And Chorban Beis HaMikdash is not only Bitul HaTmidin. Chorban Beis HaMikdash is Hester Ponim. Hester Ponim equals Midas Adin. And Midas Adin is tragedy and strife and suffering. The Navi Zechariah, when he speaks about Achras Hayomim, the Navi says, Oid Yeshu Zekeinim Zekeinu Yisberachoyim Es Yerushalayim, Ish Mishantoy Biyodoy Meroiv Yomim, Yelodim Biyelodoy Smasachekim Berachoy Voiseo. Is that what Yom Moisa Mashiach is about? Where's the Kohen Gadol? Where are the Kabbalists? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? Of course, they're there. They're there. In other projects. But Yom Moisa Mashiach is about Heores Ponim, about Ashoras Hashchino, about Midas HaRachamim. Yes, it's about Yelodim V'Yelodos Misachekim Berachoy Hosef. So some Lamdonim would say, and I heard that shot, Rabbi Gamliel's neighbor dies for the demise, for the death of her child. Rabbi Gamliel is touched, he's moved, then he takes advantage of her bechel and he cries for Korban Beis HaMikdash. No, I don't think that's pshat. Hoyo Rabbi Gamliel boiche imo. He cried because she cried. He cried for her child like she cried for her child. Hoyo boiche imo. But when a woman cries for the death of a young child, that is a manifestation of Korban Beis HaMikdash. Every tragedy is a manifestation of Korban Beis HaMikdash, because the Navi says, "Liosad Lavoit, Yelodim Yelodes Mesachekim Berachoy Voseo." Children should be playing out in the street, not in hospitals, not suffering from cancer. So I know it's a challenge, Bismanenu, please Abel al Khun Beis HaMikdash al Yerushalayim, but I don't think it should be such a big challenge. You just have to listen to Shechento Shalom, to her crying all night and her suffering. And if you don't know Shechento Shalom and Yomriel, then you should. If you don't know Shechento Shalom and Yomriel, then you have a problem. You should know her. Because she's everywhere. In every kehillah, in every shul, in every town, the davening lev, we have Shechento Shalom. So many young families and young children and young people who are suffering and ill, so much sorrow and so much pain, and it is all a manifestation of Korban Beis HaMikdash. So who says it's so difficult, please, Abel and Yerushalayim? Just listen to the cries of Shechento Shalom and Gamliel. And that is Korban Beis HaMikdash. So Korban Beis HaMikdash was for Sinas Chilam. So to rectify Korban Beis HaMikdash, we will have to So we're all familiar with Rabbi Kiva. You have to reach Ukomoichu Zekalo Vatoyla. But very few people know that in those two same sources, Sifro Pashus Kedoshim and Yerushalmi Medorim, Rabbi Kiva says, "You have to reach Ukomoichu Zekalo Vatoyla." Ben Azay Oimer. Zeh Sefer Tolloi Sodom Klal Gadol Heimena. Philip. We all could appreciate Rabbi Kiva's mind. We all understand the importance of Yehavtu L'Reach HaKomoichu. What does Ben Azai say? What is he saying? Zeh Sefer Tolda Sodom Klal Gadol Heimena. What's so great about Zeh Sefer Tolda Sodom? Levi Yoimer. And I learned this nucleus from Rabbi Yerukim in one of his soups. Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai are discussing what is the most fundamental and important ingredient of a just, humane, Torah-dika society? And what is it established? And what is it built? The Akiva says, Ahavasulei. You have to l'reachu kemoicho. Benazi says, no. No. It's not Ahavasulei. Maybe it's Kvoid Chavoy. So Ben Azza was a Talmud Chavor of Rabbi Akiva, as we find many sources in Bavli and Yerushalmi. So, Ben, Libi Yoimeli, Ben Einei Libi. I can see Ben Azza saying to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, our great Rabbi, yes. You taught us we have to reach out to Michael, Zechariah, Abba, the Torah, but you also taught us in Peri Gimel of Masechta Tavos, from the bottom of Shenivro B'Tzelem. Kibi Yaseira Noidas Leilodem Shenivro B'Tzelem Elohim. And therefore, Ze Sefer told us, Odom B'Tzelem Elohim Boro Oiso. Maybe Kvoid Chaveilem is even more important than because Ahavo, by its very nature, cannot be uniform. It is never equal. Atohu yoitzon ba'atu yodeya yitzot. And by our very nature, we love some people more than we love others, and nobody could even explain why. That's the way people are. The Ramban mutzitzech mitriya haftu l'rachu kemoichu. How is that possible? So Ben Azza says, you have to reach kemoichu is very important. But Chovavodim Shenivro B'Tzelem is even more important. You need to respect those that you don't love. And you need to respect those that you cannot love for any reason. And when tragedy befell Talmide Reb Akiva, Chov Dal Adelav Talmide Mesu Ben Pesach La'atzeres, it is not because Shaloi Ahav was dead. It was because Shelnoi Nahalbukovo, it says. So it is very easy for people to fool themselves and say, we love everyone. But the Mivchan, the test is, do you? How do you act and react and interact with other people? Do you respect them? Are you mechabed other people even though they might have different opinions than you have? And they might have different hashkofes than you have. So, you're entitled to have your deis and your hashkofes and your opinions, and we should have our opinions and hashkofes, but you need to respect others. They might think differently, they might even be right, but nevertheless, whether they're right or wrong, they might be as good as you. And maybe that is a big challenge for our daughter of B'nai Torah. It's not only the Yohavtu L'Reachu Kumoichu. Zeh Sefer told the Sodom, Klal Godel Amen. So in these days, Chof Alef Yoim Shel Evel Shevei Shavosa V'Tamiz L'Tisha B'Av. These are the issues we have to deal with. Chizuk HaTorah, Simcha Satoira, Mechanach our children La'ahavas Toira, setting the best, highest example. Vilim Adetam Oysam Es B'neichem, Oysam Es Chosa, it is Adet. You want to teach your children, sit in the room. Let your children see what Toira means to you, how it enriches your life and your nefesh and your soul and your spirit. That is the greatest thing. Let our children see what Torah means to us, and then they will, Be'ezus Hashem, follow in our footsteps. Chizak HaTorah, to rectify the Churban of Bayis Rishon, and Ahava, Ahavas Leim V'Kvoid Chaveirim, to be metaken the Churban of Bayis Rishon. And that is what the Navi says. Tzoyim Aravishi, Tzoyim Aravi, Tzoyim Achamishi. When? Emes is Torah. And only Torah. When you will love Torah, so we are approaching Tisha B'av, Hayom HaMarah V'Hanino, this terrible day of tragedy. And we need a lot of chizuk in Emunah and Betocha. We believe, like Rabbi Akiva told us, called the Yod Rachmon al Tzadok, and the Golos in itself is a Mafayat Chizuk. So I said many times, Minig Ashkenaz, we said Kinnis. Many perfect kings while we're all sitting on the floor in Minhag HaKadosh. And after we finish all the other kiddush, the entire kehil arises and we stand on our feet and we say, Elitzir v'yoreo kamo yisho v'tzireo. What is the reasoning and the logic of this man? Why do we stand up and say the last page? So the Mekainen is Manshu Sarabos labor pain. Obviously, we're dealing with real pain, and nobody sitting here knows what labor pain is, how much Tzira labor. We have somewhat of an idea. We heard from our wives, from our mothers, some of us heard from our daughters, many of us as everything around. But we never experienced that thing. Woe is to the woman that never experienced Tzira Leibovitz. That is the meaning of every Bas Yisrael. Once and once again and again and again and again. That is the meaning of every Bas Yisrael, of every Ein Yisrael. It's terrible pain. But out of this pain comes the greatest symptom of the experience. And out of this pain comes the answer. It is from this pain that we are saved. We see the coming generation, our kingdom. So the Mekonin says, the same is the Tzar of Gomes. And it's here in the Oreo, Kamo Yisho Bitsireo, and we believe that out of the depths of Gomes, and when time will come, and we will all understand and see that all the pain of God's was in their soul. So we rise as to declare, yes, we know, we feel, and we believe that it's here with you. We suffer and we bleed and we cry. But we believe that ultimately it is from this pain that we will be saved to the greatest symptom that the world has ever known. And that is simply salvation. We also have to say that we have to be able 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 to וכשולם קדמוני, אז we should be זורכה בכל רבי ימינו, צויים הרבי, צויים החמישי, צויים השביעי, צויים העשירי. יהיה לבייס יהודה, לסעסורים ולסימכו, למויד, לנטוידן, בביאס משיח,